Hello, just checking in. Where are you?
Hi, Titi. Where are you?
Joe, where are you?
How are you, Joe?
Oh my God, Joe. Where are you?
Yo, cielo, ¿dónde diablo tú andas?
Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome to the Where I Join the Curls podcast. Let me jump right in. And this is a continuation of my trip to El Salvador and the Dominican Republic. On my last day in El Salvador, we decided to do a quick hike. And as we were hiking, trying to find our way back, I got the clear message of follow the signs. We are here to guide you. My body immediately got goosebumps and my heart smiled as I realized how constant and louder the messages have been coming to me. And if you have ever been hiking, then you might have noticed how trails are usually marked so that you know where to turn. There are signs all over so that you're able to find your way to the top or back down. And your life is just like that. Even through despair, even when you think you're alone, even when you think you don't have the answers, you are always being guided. You know what you need to do in order to get yourself to where you want to go. And if you were to dig deep inside, if you were to silence your ego, you would know exactly what to do. And people often ask me, how did you get here? How do you do this? How do you start? And I've said this before, but the answer is different for everybody else. We all need and require different things. And I'll give you an example. Just the other day as I was in the airport, my body asked me for yoga. And it was so random. It was 3 a.m. I'm at the airport. I'm like eating a plate of fruits and my body's like, we need to do yoga. And I listened to that and I immediately booked a yoga class for when I was landing in DR. But on a deeper level, because I know that some of you have experienced this as you've told me this, you're seeking something, you're seeking the solution, you're seeking the answer to something, or you're going through something, and you end up listening to my episodes, or you end up going into my page and I posted something, or you check somebody else's podcast out or somebody else's page, and you find the solution to your problems. You find that there is a similarity, that we're going through the same things. That is because the universe is putting you in my path or me in your path so that we can help each other out. When you are seeking something, you are bound to find it. You are being guided towards any problem that you may have. When you want something, the universe conspires in your favor to help you achieve it. Your body tells you when there's something wrong. Your body tells you what you need to do. Your body pulls you to where you're meant to go, which is why I believe that nothing happens on accident. There are no coincidences. You miss a train and then the next one that comes, you end up bumping into an old friend and there you guys start venting to each other or catching up. And they tell you something that you might need on your journey. Or there's random people that stop you and tell you something. And that puts you on a different path. You're asking the universe for help. And help is being sent to you. But you must pay attention. You know what you need. Your body constantly tells you. Whether that's telling you to stop drinking alcohol. Whether that's to stop eating food for a day. Whether that's that you need a cleanse. Whether that's that you need to work out. Your body tells you when to walk away from a situation, from a job, from a relationship, from a friendship. You know exactly what you need. You just don't do it. But there's always signs. There's always that constant communication that you have with your own body. But you constantly shut it down. And one of our biggest goals in life is to bring yourself back home. And what I mean by this is that since little, we have been programmed to think certain thoughts, to behave a certain way, to feel a certain way. But the goal is to really bring yourself back to yourself where you're able to make decisions from your core and true self, where you're able to create a home within yourself, where you're able to feel confident and comfortable with every single choice that you make. I just want you to know that you're not alone. You're always being guided and the answers are all found deep within. But anyways, that same day as I embarked on my journey to the Dominican Republic to meet with my family, I realized that I needed to recharge as my social battery was extremely low. I decided that I would stop at the capital for 2 nights in a hotel by myself. At the airport waiting for my flight, I got another message, which was to protect yourself like the US protects itself. And now if you've ever traveled from a foreign country to the United States, usually from South America or from Europe, then you know that the screening process is much more intense. In certain countries, the United States screens passengers twice and sometimes three times before they board the plane. The amount of security that they put on to protect itself from any potential danger is exactly how we should be protecting ourselves. And I know that we're in a constant battle of taking care of our hearts and emotions while also not letting people change who we are. But it's the awareness of not giving all of ourselves to people immediately. Remember when I told you how my fake Dominican uncle gave me the message of give people small parts of yourself until you feel secure and safe enough to give yourself fully? That if you give it your all, it would be easier for them to walk away. Then it got deeper because as you go through airport screening, you begin to slowly remove articles of clothing. You might start off by taking off your book bag, your belt, you remove your hoodie, your shoes, until you're all cleared. And that's exactly what we should do. We should slowly give parts. Don't let people walk through metal detectors unprotected, unchecked. Some people come into your life to steal your energy, to hijack and disrupt your progress. And I want to stop right here because I was recently having a conversation with someone and I was telling her, I can't see this person doing this because I wouldn't do it. And she stopped me and she said, yes, just because you wouldn't do it, that's the key word, you wouldn't do it, doesn't mean that they wouldn't do it. And I can't stress this enough. There are people who come into your life, who see who you are, who see your light, and literally try to hijack that by constantly trying to put you down. People can sense when you're powerful. People can sense when you're pure energy, and they will try to bring you down. Just how your ex can sense when you're finally moving on, that's exactly how people can sense when you're in a good place, when you're full of peace, happiness. And I'm telling you, they will try to mess that up. Protect your energy. I cannot stress this enough, or I cannot stop talking about this enough. Sometimes the reason why you're feeling tired, angry, sad, is not because of you or anything you're going through, but it's because you're picking up someone else's energy. You see, when people talk about matching energies, it's almost never a positive thing. And it's always discussed in negative things that the other person or the other party is doing. And why would you do that to yourself? You know how draining it is to pretend to do something that is out of character? You do things to negatively make someone else feel a different way. You constantly try to get a reaction out of somebody else. And I know that it might sound as if I'm contradicting myself by saying give small parts of you, but giving small parts of you and matching someone's energy is completely different. When I say protect yourself, I mean protect your emotions. Don't always be the one to overfill someone's cup. Don't allow people to take you places that you don't want to go. While when you're matching someone's energy, you're usually doing something back to them. You are putting yourself in this ego battle. But anyways, much deeper. It's, you see how you take off certain articles before passing through metal detectors? Now imagine that those metal detectors are your new life and the version of you that you want to create. Before you step into your new life, what do you need to leave behind? What do you need to take off that you cannot carry with you? For me, this is my season of forgiveness and of shedding parts of that anger that was present. The universe is calling on me to become aware of how I used to act by showing my past version of myself through different people. It is pointing out what I didn't like in myself and how I made other people feel by doing certain things and carrying certain behaviors. And as I've told you before, I was the angry person. I used to let anything and everything get to me. I was highly defensive. I was always in attack mode. But maybe for you, you need to start peeling back your ego, not always being in defense mode. Maybe you need to stop making yourself available to others. Maybe you need to stop being in fear of rejection, in fear of love, in fear of starting new, in fear of getting out of your comfort zone. We all have negative traits or habits that we have picked up along the way that do not serve us. And just how I am quick now to protect my energy, I know that I was once that person who brought negative energy into spaces. So it's about constantly checking myself too, because we constantly want to check on others. We want to make sure that we feel like we're victims, but we're not. We all have things, negative things about us, but it's working our way to unlearn these habits, unlearn these behaviors, and making sure that we're walking clear in the direction of who we want to become. But anyways, when I was at this hotel, I was talking to the staff and I had told them that I wanted to go to the beach by myself, and they had asked me why. They asked, wouldn't it be better with other people? And I told them that truthfully, no. Most people are glued to their phones. You can't have a conversation with them. And even when you try to get a conversation with them, most people are so shallow. There's certain people that you can't talk to them about the current events. There's people that you can't talk to them about inner childhood wounds, about trauma, about love, because they all have a fixed mindset. And most people just want to gossip and talk about other people and talk about celebrities, things that don't have anything to do with them. And I get it. We all want to feel connected. We have a small attention span. but we have lost that sense of connection. To which one of the workers ended up saying in this conversation, social media sees our food before our stomachs. We're eating now for other people. Why we don't post the rice and eggs? And in my country, we say rice and eggs is la comida de los pobres, food for the poor. He's like, why people don't post that? Why people just want to constantly post the good things that they're doing? They just want to show you their good parts of life. But anyways, I've had two major incidents recently with people, and it's something that I haven't brought to their attention, but I know that I will, because it left me not wanting to be around them. And I don't ever want to feel like that towards them, because these individuals on different types of levels mean a lot to me. And I understand that we all have a social life, and I understand that we all have people that we want to speak to 25/8 if we could. But I think it's just so rude and disrespectful that when you're out with someone, especially if it's an important conversation, that you're constantly on your phone, that every 1 minute you want to hop on a call. Like, how can you enjoy the present moment if you're always on your phone? How can you enjoy a vacation if you're constantly on your phone connecting with other people back home? I can't make this up. Traveled with people who get in the shower while speaking on the phone, who delay the group because they are too busy on the phone. I have gone out with people who were at a club or at a restaurant, and they're literally just on FaceTime with people back at home, or they are playing fucking games. And I just think that that's so selfish to waste people's time, especially when we travel on a limited amount of time. There's a reason why they're not out there with you at that very moment. And it's cool if you do this once in a while, but if you're always doing this, then it's a problem, because you're not respecting my time and my energy. And I barely like leaving my house. So when I do, and it's to be sitting across from someone who's always on the phone, it irritates my fucking soul. Because I could have stood home. And I've had this where I've had to pull out a book on somebody, because I'm like, okay, if you're on your phone, I'm on the phone at home, I come outside to be phone free, and you're on your phone, okay, so let me take out my book. And I feel like that looks so rude, because there's a time and place for everything. But I don't want to be out with people who are constantly on their phone when I don't want to be on mine. But anyways, I think that's the lesson, and I'm trying to figure out why is it that I hate when people constantly do this to me. And I just feel like there's no way around it. I just feel like this is disrespectful. I don't want to waste your time, so don't waste mine. But anyways, I had gone down to the gym to do a workout. So one of the trainers came out to me and trained me. He then took me to get breakfast after, because I had not ate and I did not have a ride. He ended up paying for my small meal, which was a croissant and a coffee. And we sat down and I was telling him how I felt that Dominicans only do things out of interest. If they know that you travel, they want to use and abuse you. They would want to overcharge you for things. I was expressing how you don't know who's being genuine, because almost everyone has a secret motive. And I just feel like when you constantly try to play people, you only end up playing yourself and you won't get ahead. And that's how I feel every time that I'm there. I always feel like I have to pay people for things because it's expected. Like when I ask for a favor or when I offer to pay for someone's services, I feel like they always want to double the price. And I'll give you an example. I had asked a distant family member how much he would charge me to pick me up from the airport. And granted, I get it, it's almost a 3-hour ride, but he wanted to charge me $200 when I have paid less than half of that from Punta Cana to the capital. Like, I'm so used to people charging me that I had asked a woman for the nearest restroom and she had taken me to her house, immediately offered to pay, to which she declined and I was shocked. But I'm so used to everybody in that country, all my interactions is somebody doing something for me because they need or want something in return. And I hate feeling that way. I hate feeling that way, especially when I'm home. But anyways, I want to touch on the airport ride and the reason as to why I was seeking someone to pick me up. And I know that I'm not the best at communicating, but I always expect common decency, basic respect. My dear friend and I had made plans that he would pick me up from the airport and that we would go tour around DR like we always do. A few days before I was set to leave to El Salvador, I began calling him so that I could know if I had to rent a car or not, and if I had to rent the car from my hometown or from where he was picking me up. And he stopped answering my messages and calls. When I would message him, he'd be like, oh yeah, I'll call you back later, I'm at the gym. He wouldn't call me back. And like, this is my childhood friend. Like, literally the first friend that I have ever made. And I was hurt by this. I was hurt because I was questioning what part of me deserved this, or why he felt the need to think that I deserved that. Like, I'm so understanding. He could have literally said anything and I would have figured it out. I would have been okay. But he felt the need to show that our friendship wasn't worth him speaking up and leaving me hanging. And what made me more upset was that I know he did it because he knows how forgiving I am. He knows that I could be upset for a few days max, and that's me pushing it, but then I'll act like nothing happened. But this time I couldn't. This time I couldn't ignore that it had hurt me, and I couldn't ignore his intentions. I couldn't ignore the fact that he did this because it was me. He was doing this to the older version of me. I'm not begging anyone for the most basic shit. And throughout our friendship, he constantly put me in situations where he would basically make me beg for him to take me places because he knew I didn't have other reliable sources or I couldn't make my way around. But through the years, what people fail to realize is that you don't need anyone to accompany you anywhere. You don't know how amazing it feels to just sit in a coffee shop with a book or a journal, to enter a workout class without your friends being there, to go hiking or swimming, to do things on your own. And I felt like at this point, he wanted me. He did this because he knew who I was before and how I would act before. But see, that's the problem. That because people don't change, they don't expect you to be constantly evolving. So he thought that I would get over it. He thought that I would get from the capital to my hometown and then that things would be back to normal, that I would be speaking to him. I didn't reach out to him for the rest of my trip, and I don't plan on reaching out for the meantime because I'm tired of people playing me. I'm tired of people trying to make me always give more when they try to have asked me. And if I don't give anybody less, why would I accept anything less from you? But see, people do things expecting you not to figure it out and for you to constantly need them. Like, we are in such a modern day. There's Ubers, baby. There's buses. No matter what you want to do, stop waiting on other people. And stop letting people try to trigger the old you. I want to jump back to the trainer, who he had dropped me off and later asked me if I had ate. And I told him no because I was craving watermelon and mango. Guys, he brought me an entire plate to the pool. And this goes back to my previous message. You don't ever have to teach someone how to treat you, because if they wanted to, they would. People know your fucking worth. People can feel your energy. And it goes back to my question. How could I ever settle for less? How could I lower my standards and my boundaries when strangers always show it to me? People are constantly reminding me of who I am and the power that I have within me. So why would I settle for less? During our workout, he had told me, "Nadie nace con nada, así que no te acostumbre a nada," which means nobody is born with anything, so don't get accustomed to anything. And the sad reality is that we want to depend on people. We get used to people behaving a certain way, we expect a certain treatment, but people don't owe us anything. They choose how they treat us. You choose how you want to tolerate it, or you choose to tolerate it. You have your own tolerance level, and sometimes you let people constantly fuck around with you without them finding out. You constantly tell people what you expect, yet they find a way to manipulate you into accepting less. They don't owe you anything, but you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to choose what deserves a second chance, what deserves your time, your energy, and when it is time to walk away. Every single situation provides you with tools, because you have the power to make a choice each and every single time something comes up for you. When someone does you wrong, when things don't go your way, when someone becomes angry, or when you become angry. So I want to say, to become who you might be, you have to walk away from who and what you currently are. You cannot face the same current issues with your previous past self. And I want to end this episode by saying something that my cousin said during this trip. He said, "If you're not going up with me, you're going down with someone else." And now I'm speaking to myself, but I hope this helps you. People cannot, and I refuse to allow people to find me in the same place that they left me. And I can no longer react in the ways that I used to. There is a reason why we repeat things, why we find ourselves with a different body, same situation. There's a reason why people are sent to trigger us, to show us if we have changed. But let me say, just because I know better, just because I understand why people do things, just because I understand that I'm constantly evolving while people are in the same place, does not mean that I have to tolerate it. If I find that in any way, shape, or form, someone is pulling me back to who I was, I will remove myself from the situation, especially if I know that they did it intentionally. Like I said before, I'm not in a stage where I constantly want to teach someone. I don't want to be the one to always take the lead. If you're not going up with me, if we're not growing or building, if we're not doing productive things that either enhance our body, mind, or soul, I do not want it. I've wasted enough time doing things of no value, hanging out with people with no substance. I am no longer doing that. Not in this season. My cousin also said, "Don't ever let anybody dictate what you do, when you do it, and how you do it." So I'll leave you with a reminder. Be the water. Don't let people change you. You change them. You change your surroundings. You inspire others to be better. Don't go and match their energy when it is a negative one. Don't let anyone take you to a level that you've already leveled up from. Don't let people make you miss out on things just because they don't want to come with you. Don't let people force you into something that you are not okay with. Do not let people trigger you. Do not let people trigger the old you. Do not let people get what they want. Some people consciously know what they're doing to you. Are you going to continue to repeat yourself? Are you going to keep lowering your standards? Are you going to keep asking people to do something for you, knowing that they won't do it? It's time that we stop begging people to do things with us, to do things for us. We are more than capable of doing everything and anything by ourselves. Surround yourself with people who bring out the best in you, who give you peace and leave you feeling recharged. Do not be afraid to lose people. Be afraid to lose yourself. Okay, no, seriously. Yeah, the last message. Real quick, I don't think I've ever told anybody this, but when I was in Guatemala a year ago, I went to a restaurant with my friend, and she's vegan. She didn't like what they were serving, so she said that she would get up and go try to find something else. While she was doing that, I sat down, I had a coffee, and I was talking to the waiter. When he left, I had this inner voice tell me, you need to go back into this shop. You need to go back into the shop. And what it was referring to was a crystal shop that we had previously went to. And I went back in, and I didn't like their service, so I chose not to buy anything, but I was looking around. And I had spotted some affirmation cards, and I decided that when I would get home, I would buy them because I felt like I was being called to these cards. I didn't want to support the business, because again, I'm very big on customer service. If you don't treat me well, why would I pay you my money? But anyways, I have these cards. I shuffled them to see what would pop up so that I can do something different for you and give you a message. And the two cards that popped up were, one, the ever unfolding rose, which says, cracked open, it's happening for you, not to you. And I'm going to read what the message means. It says, the challenge of life is to keep your heart open when you most want to close it. To let life crack you open, to open through hurt and loss, to allow what is falling away to fall away. Being human is a courageous act. A life well lived is full of losses and tragedies, as much as triumphs and adventures. Wherever you find yourself at the moment, life is coaxing you to keep your heart open. No matter how much it hurts to continually unfold, let life crack you open. Perhaps you're going through a difficult time right now. Instead of cursing the difficulty, see it as a blessing to open yourself up to the truth that perhaps, as it may be, life is happening for you, not to you. And one day, in the not too distant future, you may just bless the thing that broke you down and cracked you open, because the world needs you open. Now is the time to go gently, to treat yourself like a tender, sweet baby, to wrap yourself up in a blanket and trust that you are being cradled. The seas may not all be smooth sailing, but you are safe and you are held. One day, not too far from today, you will look back at the transformation and be blown away by the poetry of life. Everything is going to be okay. Let it crack you open. And the second and final message, the card says, don't dim to fit in. How are you dimming your light in order to fit in? And the message of this card is, don't dim your light to accommodate someone else's smallness. We are all born to shine big and bright. The universe is expanding and you are part of the universe, so expanding is a part of your nature. If someone makes you want to retract, notice and slowly back away. They are not for you and you are not for them. Better yet, find it within yourself to expand and shine your light. Anyway, yo, I cannot make this up. This was my man. Flowers don't open and close according to who is walking by. They open and show their beauty regardless. If others don't want to be around you or you make them feel uncomfortable, it is because you are shining light on the fact that they are dimming to fit in. By choosing to shine bright, you may inspire them to turn their light too. Or not. Keep your light on anyway. All relationships are essentially an energetic agreement. The moment one person decides to start rising up and allowing their light to shine, it changes the energetic agreement and can create some waves. That's completely normal. The relationships that are meant to last will adapt to the change in energy. Others won't, because they were likely born under the of I love you, as long as you don't shine brighter than me. That's okay. Not all people are meant to be in your life forever, but the lesson they teach you can still live on. Yo, I cannot make this up. That is the message. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please continue to download the episodes. Leave a review. Leave a rating. I love you all so much. Keep shining your light. Don't let anybody change you. You are amazing. You are wonderful. You are fucking powerful. I love doing this life with you all. Thank you so much.